Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinians say that the United Nations vote against Jewish settlements in Israel gave the Palestinians a right to kill Israeli Jews. That's the headline. In a moment, Itamar Marcus will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And Itamar, I understand that after the UN vote took place, there was celebration among the Palestinian people. Give me their reaction to that UN vote.
Well, there was nonstop celebration by the Palestinian leadership, and there were a couple of things that were significant. The first basic message was, this proves that our Palestinian narrative is correct. It proves that everything belongs to us. It proves that the Jews don't have a history in the land. It proves that Al-Aqsa, and there's no Temple Mount, it's all the Al-Aqsa. The Western Wall belongs to them. This was the first thing. It basically was having a UN stamp of approval for the total intransigence of the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian Authority has never compromised at all, and they've always been doing this independently. And all of a sudden, they're saying, now we don't have to compromise because the United Nations comes along and says the Western Wall is Palestinian territory. Which, of course, it's ridiculous historically, it's ridiculous politically. But this was the first thing. The second thing, and this is also significant, is that the Palestinian Authority essentially is telling its people, this gives us a right to now kill more Israelis. And they expressed this in a cartoon that was produced by Fatah, which is the political party of the leader, Mahmoud Abbas. And what they showed was a Palestinian map, what they call the Palestinian map, with the flags of Palestine. And it's stabbing into the word settlement, and there's a big puddle of blood under the word settlement. And what does it have as a text? Thank you. And it lists the names of the 14 countries that voted in favor of the United Nations vote. And what they're saying is, thank you for permission to kill. Literally that. Thank you for permission to kill. That's the only way to interpret that graphic that appeared on the official Facebook page of the Palestinian Authority. I'll also point out that just a short while ago, the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu, just put on his Facebook page a copy of this story of this knife. And he said, if anyone needs proof that the UN vote was a terrible mistake, look how the Palestinians are responding. And so the Israeli leadership understands what this means. It means the Palestinians are choosing to interpret this as a green light to murder.
Itamar Marcus, who heads up Palestinian Media Watch, they monitor the Palestinian media all the time, and he gave us the details behind the story about the Palestinian reaction to the United Nations vote. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, and I must remind you that the ancient Jewish prophets who wrote of this scenario were actually pre-writing history. They did this in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, where the prophet says the Palestinians will kill and then steal their land, and Obadiah says they will take control of the Jewish Life Center, which is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The stage for these prophecies to be fulfilled is set right now. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...